It's Thursday, May 14th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, a Nigerian gang leader confessed to killing a Christian seminary student who was kidnapped by the gang for ransom, but later killed for continually preaching the gospel to them. The gang kidnapped Michael Nnadi, along with 3 other seminarians, back in January from the Good Shepherd Seminary in Kaduna State. Nnadi was the only one killed, and one of the gang members is now in custody. Sadly, these kinds of kidnappings are common in Nigeria. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." The United Kingdom changed its health policy last month to allow women to get abortion pills through the mail for up to 10 weeks of pregnancy during the coronavirus outbreak. France also authorized at-home abortion pill use for up to 9 weeks of pregnancy. Meanwhile, global manufacturers of abortion pills are warning that they are having difficulty keeping the deadly drug in stock. Plus, they've increased shipping costs due to demand. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence addressed the nation last Thursday for the National Day of Prayer. The president called on Americans to pray especially during this trying time.
On this National Day of Prayer, America is engaged in a fierce battle against a very terrible disease. Throughout our history, in times of challenge, our people have always called upon the gift of faith, the blessing of belief, the power of prayer, and the eternal glory of God. I ask all Americans to join their voices and their hearts in spiritual union as we ask our Lord in heaven for strength and solace, for courage and comfort, for hope and healing, for recovery, and for renewal.
The vice president encouraged Americans to humble themselves before God, quoting 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14.
And on this National Day of Prayer, as we pray for the American people, for every American of every creed, let's do so with faith in those ancient words that Americans have clung to throughout our history, that if his people who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray, let's know that he'll do like he's always done throughout every challenging hour in the history of this nation. He'll hear from heaven and he'll heal this land.
A growing number of churches in California are planning on resuming in-person services on Pentecost Sunday, May 31st. Regardless of Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom's stay-at-home orders. A network of 3,000 churches and 2.5 million members, called Church United, has joined the movement planning on reopening at the end of the month. Referencing Governor Newsom, California pastor Matt Brown of Sandals Church said, quote, "He overstepped and he's overreached, and he needs to step back and he needs to declare that the church is an essential part of what we do as Americans, as what we do as Californians," end quote. Last week, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order retroactively ending jail time for Texans who violated the stay-at-home order. Abbott issued the order after several citizens were imprisoned and fined for reopening their businesses. Abbott said, quote, "Throwing Texans in